Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, a classic from 2009 with comedian Tommy Jonigan. It's coming up right after this. People who brought you the sounds of Halloween. And the sounds of Christmas. The Bob and Tom Show proudly presents the audio collection, The Sounds of Thanksgiving.
Marvin, who changed the temperature on the oven? My yams are burning. My f***ing yams are burning.
Yes, if you can't make it home this Thanksgiving, we'll bring the holiday home to you with The Sounds of Thanksgiving.
You're overcooking the turkey, Roger.
The turkey's fine, Alice.
It's not fine, Roger. It's going to be all dry and crusty.
Alice, the only thing dry and crusty around here is in your pants.
Oh, my.
The sounds of Thanksgiving. And we didn't forget your stoner brother at the dinner table either.
Yo, dude, could you pass me more of the gravy? You guys ever try mayonnaise on Jell-O? No, Gamma. Those brownies ain't for you.
The sounds of Thanksgiving will keep you stress-free by reminding you that you're not actually dealing with the shit show that is Thanksgiving with your family.
Kimberly, your cat just peed on me.
That's a pillow you're petting, Uncle Clarence. You just pissed your pants again.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't forget your drunk, socially awkward teenage nephew, Clayton.
If I get the biggest part of the wishbone, I'm going to wish that the girl next door keeps shaving with her curtains open.
My mom says it's okay for me to drink bourbon.
You ever look at the website Beaver Hunt? I'm thinking about becoming an astronaut. I'm not hungry. I just snorted the last of my Adderall. Hey, who's that hot MILF?
Quit staring, Clayton. She's your aunt.
Feeling empty and all alone? Get Bob and Tom's The Sounds of Thanksgiving and rest easy, knowing that it could be worse. You could actually be home.
Get off my back, Larry. It's not stripping. It's burlesque.
You and the horse you rode in on, Mother.
And if you order right now, we'll throw in for free The Sounds of Black Friday.
Stand back, please.
From Bob and Tom Audio Productions.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us with us in the studio. Comedian Tommy Jonigan is here with us. Tommy, we've been talking a little bit about your life. You grew up in a small town in Illinois. Now, you mentioned that the first time you were here, I remember you went on at some length about how you never wanted to get married.
That may be true. Yeah.
You didn't,
that was a while ago. I'm going to say it may be true since you may be able to pull up the tape.
do have possibly. The tape. Uh-huh. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, was that on one of our albums?
Yeah, it may be. It maybe. May be on a...
I think it's
yeah,
on
did
an album.
You want me to find it real quick?
No.
It's true. I said it.
Well. But then you had...
But that was a couple years ago.
He had a change of heart. Sure, that changed your mind.
That just shows. You found a woman, you fell in love, and you want to get married. And then last time you were here, you said you were going to get married.
In May, wasn't it?
It was in May.
Yeah.
And the date's been postponed. What happened?
Yeah, we don't have a date. We don't live together. And
right.
And other things. I think I told you about it last time. She's on... she had surgery, and she's on this medicine that she had to take for almost a year, and it has a lot of side effects. Two of them are mood swings and no sex drive, so you can guess who wasn't on the board that approved that medicine.
Wow.
Yeah. So these mood swings and no sex drive thing is is postponing our life a little.
Sure, understood.
Put okay. a little damper on things.
Yeah, we, you know, it's a, you know, it's a thing where that no sex drive is true. Mm-hmm. Like they mean it. When they don't put that on there just to mess with you. And then the mood swings thing, coupled with the fact anytime I bring up, because sometimes I bring up the sex, sometimes mm-hmm. I ask, because that's where we've gotten, because I literally have to ask her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can we have sex? And then she's like, I don't know, can we? Oh grammar lessons, there we that's
go.
Cute.
There we go.
So
moody.
May we.
When I bring it up.
May we.
Yeah.
Yes. Try that.
So I go, the other day I said, it would be nice if we could right now. And she goes, is sex the only reason you're with me, Tommy?
Oh, boy.
Which is rude. That's rude to say, because I go, sex is not the only reason I'm with you at all. Mm-hmm. But the bathroom's not the only reason I bought my house. But I'd still be mad if you took it away.
Yeah, good call.
You know, if I bought my house and 9 months later someone ripped my toilet out of the ground and only let me use it once a month, and even then it wasn't really good, I'd be upset. I'd probably look for other toilets. You know what I mean? I'd go actually, through.
Sure. This actually explains why your uncle stole that port-a-john.
Yeah.
I'd probably go through a lot of toilets in a short period of time. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, really? You think you'd go?
Maybe try an older toilet. I've always thought that would be cool.
maybe try toilets at other people's.
Yeah. One of the old 3 gallon type. Oh, they are something. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating.
So that's part of the reason we've postponed it. It's weird. I'm not being trying to be mean when I say, but I'd like her to go back to
being
something
herself.
She was like when I asked her to marry me, because right. she's not that
same,
now.
That person, huh?
You know, and you know, I mean, I'm not going to take it to this level, but I think technically what she's done is bait and switch, and I can sue her. You know what I mean? I think it's illegal.
Let's not call the lawyers in just yet.
I'm like, I'll see your ass in court unless I see it before I'm willing to settle.
Right.
So it's, you know, we're dealing with that.
I see.
Tommy Jonigan is our guest. Very fine young comedian. Once again, Tommy's special on Comedy Central will be airing Friday night. So be sure to watch it. See Tommy live and in person. Do you remember what you wore on stage?
I do remember exactly
what
I wore.
Did you dress up?
Yeah, I dressed what I would consider dressed nicely.
Yeah.
Sport jacket. And
nice.
Nice shirt and jeans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fair enough. I got to pick my backdrop and all that business.
How was your sweating that night?
Chick. Do you have a tendency to sweat a lot?
He has some trouble with sweating, actually.
I mean, I sweat a little bit.
No. Is this sweating just during shows or just all the time?
I'm sweating right now.
Are you? Uh-huh. Well, that's okay. Really?
But it's not bad. It's generally, the stage is generally hotter. So before my special, I saw another guy tape his special, and you could see his sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going crazy. I'm like, what am I going to do? And then the wardrobe lady is like, well, we have these things. Can I say the name of them?
What are they called?
They're called Sweatex.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And they're little things you put on the armpit of your shirt, and they're sticky, and they stick to your shirt, and then they're absorbent on one side, right?
So it's like kind of like a armpit tampon.
It's kind of like heaven.
Sweat shield.
What it's exactly like
is... Can you swim and go horseback riding?
It's like a panty liner, and I say that because she said if you don't have these, you can use panty liners.
Oh, my.
So I ordered those off the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is going to be a part of my life now. Sweatex is a good thing. So I order them off the internet. But while they're coming, I have to go do a show. And I'm like, well, she said I can use panty liners. I'm going to use panty liners.
Uh-huh.
So here's, I think Christy may be the only one that may know this. Don't buy generic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they don't stick that well. So I have 3 panty liners in each armpit of my shirt, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm standing in the green room talking to another comedian, and a panty liner just dribbles out of the bottom of my shirt onto my shoe as we're talking.
And were you cool about it? Did you say?
Well, here's the deal. Even though he was a comic, he didn't bring it up because I feel like There's too much involved when you're talking to a guy, a panty liner dribbles out of his shirt, he keeps eye contact with you as he picks it up and throws it in the trash.
Uh-huh.
Neither one of us mentioned that it even happened. Uh-huh. Like, it was just a point where he was
until
just like, I'm going to...
Until you're on stage and he goes, hey, it's too bad about Tommy, he's flowing.
Yeah.
So that's where I told Chick the SweatX saved my life.
SweatX?
Wow. They're called SweatX, and
do you only,
they're made for...
Do you only have the sweating issue when you're on stage?
I have it the most when I'm on stage because it's generally the only time I don't have an undershirt under that, and then I wear a jacket, so right. I'll sweat through the undershirt into the liner of the jacket.
I see. All right.
Tommy Jonigan, is there, are you wearing any panty liners right now?
I have an undershirt on.
Okay. Okay.
I have them in my bag.
Christy, though. Do you have any extra panty liners in case he needs any?
I probably do in my drawer, yeah. Okay.
New ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Do they come in sizes?
Name brand?
Yeah, they do come in sizes.
I would hope.
Right, so you wear the petite, I assume?
Well,
or is it like Starbucks? Is it like venti?
I think it goes more by
tall.
Flow yeah, than size.
You don't like the grande, do you?
Well, tall.
I was going to say. They do have a grande.
Small, medium, large. And,
they do have
and
a grande.
A college
grande.
Basketball player.
Yes, they do.
They have a grande panty liner?
It's longer. Yeah.
It's not grande. Right. It's granny panty
it's
liner.
It's called the Rosie O'Donnell.
Longer than.
Yikes. That's scary.
Wow.
I'm not really in that market right now.
All right.
Yeah. Panty liner?
Yeah.
Well, Tommy, we're learning a lot.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
So, yeah, we are. What else can we talk about? Your special airs on Friday.
Yes.
Tommy Jonigan, a man, a microphone, and a
panty liner.
Can you see the panty liners under your armpits?
No.
He's wearing a jacket.
I'm wearing a jacket. I mean, it's okay. Really amazing.
But they're in there, though.
Yeah. If you sweat at all, I would recommend them.
See, now, Tom, you tend to, every now and then, you'll pit out. Maybe you should get some of these sweat
airs. That's what I'm asking them.
Yeah.
Sounds like an interesting
concept. You do pit out.
Am I okay right now?
You're all right.
You're all right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's amazing. You're okay right now. Wow.
Bob and Tom show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmac.
Kenny!
Hey, we just landed.
Where? Yeah, where are you?
I'm at ATL. I just got in from TPA on my way to CVG.
Wow.
Wow, it's in nuts today.
Yeah, a lot of weather today.
CVG today.
A lot of weather.
No, there's weather everywhere. I mean, the big board looks like Christmas lights are on.
Yeah.
Even our 9 o'clock webinars on a 2-hour delay today.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's mountain time. Tobik is back on the slope, so we got to get this bad boy in. Otherwise, our pricing is going to be off for the second quarter. Let's do that.
A lot of weather.
I tell you guys today, we had the weirdest thing ever happen on this flight.
What?
Well, I'm in 14A, the lady in 14C, right after takeoff, gave birth. I know.
Wow.
Little boy right there on the tray table. I said, hey, shooter, that's one way to beat the tax.
That's funny.
Woo! Luckily, my laptop and papers are out of the way, but I can't say the same for my Bostonians.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Todd, I got a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Get Tarmac. Hey, we just landed.
Wow.
Yeah, ATL. You still good for the webinar?
Uh-oh.
No, it's a 2-hour delay now. You should be good, right? Why not, Mike? Well, I don't want to hear that. No, you find a way.
Uh-oh.
Stop. You find a way or I'll cut the court on you, too.
Uh-oh.
Guys, rest the gate. I got it run. Right. I got it from May 17 to G94.
Oh, okay. All right, bye. Wow.
G94.
Jeez. That's going to be a long haul. Kenny Tarmac flying somewhere today. There is weather, depending on where you are.
There might be a few delays in the air.
Now, Tommy Jonigan's our guest. Let's get back to the fiancé thing.
Let's do it.
All right.
Is she comfortable with you talking about this?
She doesn't listen.
She better be. This is how I'm paying for my condo.
Yep. How long will she be on the medication, do you know?
She just got off of the medication.
Nice.
She took her last shot. Then she's going through another thing of women stuff.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So the forecast is back to normal by March.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Back to normal by March Madness. And I say normal. I literally don't mean to be rude, like I said, and some women have kind of called me out, and I got, my fiance did say, she's like, you know, what if this is what I am now? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know. And she goes, well, you're supposed to love me no matter what,
for better or worse. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's a completely different person. If I asked her to marry me, when I asked her to marry me, if I said, hey, I want to marry you and I want to be with you and only you,
mm-hmm.
but in a year and a half, I may fall in love with a woman who yells a lot, mm-hmm. hates me most of the time, and refuses to have any sex with me.
Uh-huh.
I just want you to be aware I could fall in love with her. My fiance would have been like, that's stupid. Just stay away from that person.
Right.
Do not fall in love with her.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But and then back to normal by March, and then we'll move in together and we'll plan a wedding.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And she's cool with your being in the road all the time.
Yeah, she's cool. And, you know, even it's equally difficult being away from her. You know, I know this is my choice that I've done it. And I called her the other day and we were having kind of a sweet conversation, I was just on the phone, and I go, even though we're going through this, I feel really fortunate that I have you, because when I'm gone, I don't ever even worry about you cheating on me. It never even occurs to me that you would cheat on me.
Well, no, not if she's like that. No guy near.
Especially, and she goes like this. She goes, I don't even have time to cheat on you. Oh, so it's a scheduling issue. So you don't cheat on me for the same reason I've never learned Spanish.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's like, one of these days I'm going to move some stuff around. Yeah, and
then we're cheating. Then we're going to cheat.
If I'm lucky. If I save up enough sick days.
Wow. Tommy Jonigan is our guest. Does she know about the panty liner thing? You better tell her.
I definitely told her.
Oh,
you don't want to be talking to her and all of a sudden have panty liners fall out of your throat.
No. Sweatex doesn't fall out, though.
That's nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, but I mean, if you said you're still using the temporary ones. What brand of
things are picked up? He can afford
the sweater. When he first found out about him, he ordered them on the internet. But they didn't arrive.
So you got the generic.
Got the temporary.
I got the generic panty liners initially, Christy, and then I switched to all.
What's the good brand of panty liner?
I use Stay Free, maybe.
I was a fan of Always.
Always, that's what I.
Now, did you have to?
Yes,
did you have to?
When I know more about buy them than Christy
Lee.
I'll bet
you do.
I'm telling you, it's
when you buy when you'd buy them, would you go to your regular drugstore or would you go to a different one so that you didn't?
Oh, for gosh sake!
Well, for one, here's exactly
what
I did.
See, when you get a panty liner that says Always, I'm picturing there's an epoxy you have to mix.
Yeah.
You
know? No. Yeah. Why wouldn't they? Bob, that's a better. Yeah. Why wouldn't they name it something a little more temporary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
because you're always protected.
Yeah,
I know, but it sounds
for the
like
rest
you,
of your
to
life.
To me, I'm with Bob. It sounds like you always need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, always.
Some women wear panty liner every day.
Really?
Because when they sneeze, they dribble.
Is that,
or
their uterus might fall out, and you know where it is.
That's right. Then you discover the meaning.
That's more of a catcher's mitt than a panty liner.
Then you find out what prolapse means.
I see. Oh, well, that's
so.
Nice.
You'd go to your regular drugstore and get like a toothbrush, some toothpaste.
You don't ask.
Well, initially,
some lip balm.
Are you still shopping at the general store?
He
is that what you're doing?
And remember, now you just load things on. They don't ask an explanation for why are you buying panty liners?
See, the weird thing is I've bought things like that for my fiance before, and I've just plopped them down, bought them, and left.
Move on. Yeah.
But I've stood in this line, and for no reason at all, I'm not like this generally. I'm just like kind of like they know. Everyone knows. And then I get to the counter, And then she goes, oh, girlfriend sends you to the store? And I go, no, they're for me. I put them in my armpits so it absorbs the sweat. And I'm like, why? I should have went with her story. Yes, it's a better story.
It's a white lie.
Yeah.
And you know when you're at the grocery store or the hardware store or wherever, you know how they put the little separator thing on the conveyor belt?
Sure, yeah.
They should have that for people also, where you'd be able to pull a curtain.
Oh, I love this idea.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that a lot.
When you get in there, it's just you and the cashier.
Yes.
No one else is looking over your shoulders
kinda
saying,
like a,
oh, why are you buying that?
Kind of like a portable shower curtain.
Sure. That is the best idea I've ever heard. Because I always get, they're jammed up against you, and I just want to turn around and go, no matter what happens, you're next. You're next.
Back off.
Come on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing to have that separator.
Have that, that privacy when you're buying your
stuff. People are looking.
Stuff.
I mean, if they're watching your order, and if it's X-Lax, Metamucil, and a panty liner, they're going, whoa.
Bad
no wonder,
day.
No wonder
X-Lax,
you post.
X-Lax, Metamucil, and Jergens.
Jergens, panty liner.
Wow. No what a you... night you're going to have. Yeah.
And a porno DVD.
Do you look at the stuff at the grocery store and the people behind you in the cart? I don't either.
I don't.
Never.
Oh, I do. Are you kidding?
Oh, I know, I'm sure you do.
Uh-huh. Yes. I'm guessing that you've actually said this to a person behind you. Where did you find that?
Or why are you buying them?
Oh, that's Christy wins that one.
That's not, okay. You look at a total stranger and say, why are you buying them?
That's not the right brand.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.